Hello and welcome to the Later Bloomer, the podcast where we talk all things life over 50, because midlife isn't the end, it's the start of something brand new. I'm Victoria, and today I'm joined by the lovely friend Alison. She's in her 50s, mum, a woman who's lived a full life, and now she's investigating her next chapter as a proud recovering alcoholic. But before we go into that and her journey, we are diving into all things that come with being a woman over 50. Jobs, motherhood, menopause, the moment the house goes quiet, and figuring out what we want now. So let's get straight into it. So Alison, let's start with the basics. How does being in your 50s feel at the moment for you?
Probably feels like the best decade of my life.
Yeah. Great.
Absolutely.
I feel the same. I feel absolutely the same. Yeah. So, what were your expectations of life in your 50s, and sort of like how do you compare them to the reality and what you thought they were going to be?
Oh gosh.
I know.
Probably when I was younger, when I was younger, my mum wasn't even 50 yet, and I thought she was
Yeah.
old, and she was probably, 35, 40. And I guess when we look at our 50s, when we're women, when we're young, we think, okay, I'll either have a good career or I'll be married, I'll have children, the usual societal expectation. And I did none of that other than have one child.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So tell us a bit about your work life, how you've changed careers or roles in recent years, obviously going into your 50s then.
I worked in retail management when I left school, loved it, always been a leader, always led and managed people. So I did that. And then my main career, I worked in insurance. So it was mainly call centre, reactive, proactive, team leader, manager, managing the actual operation itself. So that was really my main occupation, working in insurance, which I enjoyed.
Oh, that sounds good. I was at agency, so I know all about the estate agency. So it was again that sort of similarity than the insurance as well, remortgage and mortgages, etc. So yeah, I get that sort of career plan. That's what I was sort of, on the same path, if you see what I mean. So, tell us a bit about the confidence you have now than you did in your 30s and 40s. How did you get that confidence?
I have always been confident,
Yeah,
so
you have a lot of it.
I guess I've been lucky. When I was younger, my parents were Salvation Army officers.
Yeah.
I was born in Scotland, and so we moved around a lot.
Ah.
So I went to 13 different schools. So the schools
Wow.
I know the schools I had to go to, I had to make friends.
I was just about to ask, how did you cope with making all the friends? Because obviously it's really hard. I changed two schools and it was hard enough, but 13, crikey.
So I just got used to leaving friends behind and making new ones, leaving friends behind and making new ones. And I did that until I was 13, and we moved to Canterbury, so southeast. And then I was able to make some stable relationships with friends. And as I say, that gave me confidence. That
And
gave me.
did you find it hard? Because obviously you've had loss then, because obviously changing all these schools and losing your friends, it's a lot of loss. It feels like a loss. And then obviously coming into Canterbury, you changed schools again and you were able to keep your friends. So again, that sort of, did you sort of think it was a bit of insecurity, just a little bit sort of saying, am I going to lose them again? Was it that sort of thing? Because
No,
obviously it is a loss losing your friends from the previous schools.
it is a loss, and I guess you could say in my later 20s, I sort of looked back and thought, I remember this person or I remember that person, but it was my life. So we were used to it. We knew what our family was
I get
about. So we knew at any time the Salvation Army could move us. But actually, the Salvation Army is a lot different now. They allow families to stay for the whole of the primary, for the whole of the secondary, so that the children aren't disrupted.
Right, okay, that's a bit better then.
Bonnet,
Salvation Army.
brass band, you know, very religious. So where the Salvation Army sent them, we had to go. So it was similar to the normal army.
What do you think about different countries and alcohol? Look at your doggy. What do you think about different countries and alcohol? Because I just think the Brits are incredibly, like, you know, drinking's like a major thing for everybody. If they're going out, they have to have a drink. Mediterranean, they will have a drink with their sort of meal. And then obviously in Dubai, they will not let alcohol on the streets. They've got bars. You're only allowed it in the bars. For me, my personal opinion right now is to get people, that's absolutely right, get them off streets, not allowed to drink on the streets. Get them in. They are only allowed to drink in the bars. I just think because it's going so crazy here, and I do feel we're getting more and more alcoholics.
Yeah, I think,
what do you think?
I think it is worldwide, to be honest, because there's some American people that I speak to on here, who are recovering alcoholics. I think wherever you go, even in places like Dubai, Dubai opened their very first rehabilitation center about 5 years ago.
Okay, you know all of this.
I do. And so they opened that because instead of chucking people in prison for drinking, they're trying to rehabilitate them. And that was
well,
the
that's good.
Yeah, that was the king of Dubai. So it's, you know, even in Dubai, they have a rehabilitation center there and it's massive.
But at least they are, you know, at least they're helping.
They're dealing with it, and
they're
helping
dealing
in
with
a
it.
different way now, and that's what it should be. And you know,
do
it
you
makes
find
a
that
lot
we
of
get?
money.
Do you think in Britain we can get the help on the NHS as widely, or do you think it's really hard? To be honest, when I was trying to get alcoholism, when I was trying to get help, it was horrific. I had to go private.
Yeah, I went private.
Yeah, I
No.
just couldn't get the help. It
No.
was long waiting lists. It was, I'll do this first, just speak to them. And you're thinking, I can't do that because I'm never going to stop. If you're just going to talk to me, I need something more.
Yeah, and you know, I know people have spoken on my lives, spoken in on my posts and said I've been waiting 2 years in the NHS.
And of course, you're just
And
drinking your life away in that 2 years.
Yeah, so my vision in life
go.
is to open a woman only rehab centre called Just for Today Recovery, women only. And I say women only because a lot of women start drinking because of domestic violence.
Okay.
You know, and I wouldn't want it to be mixed.
No.
And yes, women only. So that's my vision. So if
Oh
anyone is
my
listening,
God.
so if anyone is listening to this and would like to invest in my vision,
Project. Yeah.
then let me know.
Okay. Big plug for that. We want people to do that. They've
Yes.
got to come forward because that is amazing. I love that. And we need it.
We do.
We
We
need
do.
it.
We need it desperately, desperately.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Okay, then. That's brilliant. No, that's excellent. So, do you go to gigs and festivals and things like that as well?
I don't necessarily go to festivals. I've been to a few, Hyde Park, Robbie Williams. I've been to see Boyzone. I've been to see Take That. I've been to see Ed Sheeran. I'm going to see where in October. I've been
Oh,
to
I'm getting
lots
quite jealous now.
I've been to lots of musicals. My daughter does musical theatre, so I've been to
Does
loads of
she?
musicals. Yeah, she's studying musical theatre.
Is that what she's doing? Brilliant. Oh, bless her. That's great. And she's doing well in it.
Yeah, fabulous. Really good.
Oh,
Yeah, she's really enjoying
fantastic.
it.
Oh, I love that. So let's get into the horrible big M menopause. Have you gone through that yet? Are you doing that? Are you coming into it?
I went into it when I was 45,
Right.
and I came out of it when I was 55 last year.
Oh,
So
really?
10 years, I've been there, done it, worn the t-shirt.
10 years is a long time, though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. How did you
Yeah.
find it?
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Not many people understanding why you get angry for no
No.
reason.
No.
Sleepless nights,
Yeah.
that which then makes it worse. Eating
Yeah.
lots, putting on loads of weight,
Oh, yeah.
especially if you take HRT, it's like going on the pill when you're eight. When I was 18, I went on the pill and I put loads of weight on, and it's the same with HRT. There must be something in it which goes, okay, you can eat now. And
Yeah, yeah.
I put about 3 stone on
Oh gosh, you wouldn't
in
think of it
menopause.
now. Yeah. Wow.
And I've
Yeah, I
lost
put
that
weight
now.
on with it. I've put on weight with it, yeah, previously, but I'm out of it now. But yeah, I did back then. Yeah. Oh goodness. So you came out of it the other end, though.
I'm much happier now, and it's not brilliant to go through, you know. It's not
Yeah,
good.
yeah.
It's life changing.
But unfortunately, us women have to go through
We do. We
it. We
do.
have
We
no
do.
choice, which is
No.
awful. I like choices. I do like choices in life. And you sound like you've got choices. So whatever you want to do, you've got the choice whether you want to do it or not. And I love that.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
It's like,
yeah.
yeah, I don't do what I want every day, but
Yeah.
I balance my life, and I think
Yeah.
that's what it's about. You
Yeah,
balance your
yeah.
life, you work, you know,
And what do
and
you
you make.
work as? Are you still insurance?
I'm not at the moment.
Tell me what you're into.
Well, I've actually stopped working because I look after my mum. She has vascular dementia.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I
So I
get
do that
that
full
because
time at
I'm
the
looking
moment.
after my mother-in-law. She lives with us. Yeah.
But I am studying as well at the moment.
Yeah, what are you studying?
Somatic trauma informed,
Yeah. Wow.
positive psychology addiction. I've become an
Oh.
addiction therapist with trauma and positive psychology.
Oh, Alison, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. And of course, when did you start that? I mean, that you're in your 50s now and you started that. I mean, that's fantastic as well. Did you
Last
suddenly
week.
go, right, I need more from this. I need more from work. And I've got a passion for that. Passion for trauma, passion for the psychological side of it, and think, how did you get into it? What was your thinking behind that?
Well, first and foremost, I started my TikTok,
Mm.
Sobriety My Story,
I was gonna go into that.
in January.
Yeah.
But the main reason, alongside other reasons, is that my mum's not going to be around forever. So I'm
No.
looking after her full time now. So I
Yeah.
have to think, okay, in a couple of years' time or in a year's time, I need to start doing something that I'm going to be able to do full time, but I can do it part time to
Yeah.
start off with to build a
Yeah.
business, so that when I need to, and my mum's no longer with us, which, is going to happen. So I need to look at what my future looks like, and that's what
Yeah.
I'm doing.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's magnificent. I really, really admire that. I totally get it. I wish I could sort of have that. Unfortunately, my husband's not well at the moment, so I can't even think like what it would be like for that situation. at the moment. But as I say, she's living with us at the moment. She's got all her faculties. In fact, it was my husband and I, we weren't very well, and we were lying in bed going, "Can we have a cup of coffee?" And she's 92, she's running around getting us a cup of coffee and a cup of tea. Oh,
God
she was
bless her.
great. Yeah. So look, let's get into the alcohol side of things. And the nitty-gritty of that. How did you get into drinking alcohol then? First of all, first and foremost.
Well, I guess when you're a teenager,
Yeah.
it's a
I was
given,
going to say
isn't
the same. Yeah.
it? And I started going to parties when I was 14, as much as I was still in the Salvation
Wow.
Army. And when you're in the Salvation Army, you don't drink, take drugs, or
No.
have sex before marriage. So they're the
Yeah.
rules.
Yeah, of course.
So my parents never drank. I started going to parties. It started making me feel good. It wasn't for confidence or anything like that because I was
No.
already confident enough.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed being a party girl.
Yeah. And did your parents find out or?
Probably as when I was older, they found
But not
out.
at 14.
But
You got
no,
away with
not
it.
really. I did, and then we went to, people were hitting 16 and having parties, and so that's when it began, when I was
Do you
14.
think at 14 it was like a rebellious thing? Was it a
I think I
rebellious
was just
thing?
possibly rebellion against
Or
what I
peer
was.
pressure?
No, I don't think it was peer pressure. I think it was rebellion against what I wasn't allowed to do.
Yeah.
So because I wasn't allowed to do it, I wanted to do it.
Yeah, that is absolutely. But what else? I believe you're running something else.
I run two groups. One's called Just for Today Recovery. And the other one's called Just for Today Relapse Prevention. So we
Where
have
can we
about,
find those?
well, you can't find it on a website yet, and I say yet,
Okay.
but what it is, if you private message me on TikTok,
Yeah.
sobriety my story, you can come and join our WhatsApp group. So
Love
that's
that.
how we manage, and we all help each other, and we have Zooms 3 times a week. So we have a share, we have a check-in Friday, and we have a topic on a Monday.
That's amazing. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, and then obviously they can DM you on TikTok. And you do a live every morning on a TikTok. Is that right as well?
I do. The times are in my bio, but
Okay.
just quickly, I run the group with a guy called Luke, who's in recovery, and he lives in Ireland. And his TikTok is Luke in Recovery. So we do it together, and we've found most people have come from TikTok or
Yeah, cool. It's
recommendations.
very, very busy TikTok with anything like that, to be honest.
Yeah, the sober community is growing, and it's good because it's helping a lot of people. You have to have a break. You have to take self-care.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. So how do you take self-care? Tell me.
I have facials.
Lovely.
I'm going to see Peter Kay next weekend, so I'm
Are
driving up
you?
to
I love
Birmingham.
him.
Yeah, I'm driving up to Birmingham for the weekend.
Yeah.
I go down and see my friends in Canterbury for the weekend.
Yeah.
So, I do lots of different things, but I also love being on my own. So I love my
Yeah.
own time. So I balance that with my
Yeah.
friends.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. No, that's excellent. So, do you go to gigs and festivals and things like that as well?
I don't necessarily go to festivals. I've been to a few,
Yeah.
Hyde Park, Robbie Williams. I've been to see Boyzone. I've been to see Take That.
Yeah.
I've been to see Ed Sheeran. I'm going to see Wet in October. I've been to
I'm
lots
getting quite jealous now.
of, I've been to lots of musicals. My daughter does musical theatre, so
Yeah.
I've been to
Does
loads of
she?
musicals. Yeah, she does. She's studying musical theatre.
Is that what she's doing? Brilliant. Oh, bless her. That's great. And she's doing well in it.
Fabulous, really good.
Oh,
Yeah, she's really enjoying
fantastic.
it.
Oh, I love that. Well,
Yeah.
look, Alison, thank you very much for being honest and open. What a story, and what a life still unfolding. To anyone listening today, absolutely. To anyone listening today, if you're in your 50s and wondering what now, you're not alone. Whether you're rediscovering travel, starting again, dealing with menopause, or facing major life changes, this is your time. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and always keep blooming.